What if I told you you could be anywhere you want to be in just 3 years? It's true. By staying hyper-focused on your goals and purpose, you can make your vision a reality in just a few short years or even sooner. The trick is, you have to build the routine that will support you in getting there. The good news, we've already done the hard part for you. We created a free 5-minute morning routine tailored specifically to you. It's delivered straight to your inbox each morning, is designed to help you supercharge your mornings with clarity, focus, and inspiration. By committing to this 5-minute routine daily, you'll create total clarity on your purpose and goals, inspiration to help you build a lasting habit, and the life that you want in just 3 years. The best part, this tool is totally free. No strings attached, just valuable resources to help your inner and outer growth. So if you're looking for a short, easy morning routine that will help you, one, stay laser focused on your vision you have for your life, and two, help you make progress towards that vision every single day, head to adamhergenrother.com/future or visit the link in the show notes to create your future self today. Hey everybody, I'm Adam Hergenrother, and this is Business Meets Spirituality. We believe in personal growth through business success. Today, Hallie and I, and Hallie's going to try not to cough today.
Yes, it's been 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
2 weeks without coffee, 2 weeks without alcohol. I guess that's the plus side of having been sick for 2 weeks.
Yes. Yeah. It wasn't COVID either.
No, it wasn't. No, it was just that cold.
Yeah. It's been going around, and especially with, we've seen it with our kids too. It's like they come home from school, like every other day, one of my kids, or they're like, yeah, we have 3 kids out today. And it's just like, there's just stuff going around. Mm-hmm. It is what it is. But, fun conversation today. Well, they're always fun, right?
Sometimes. Sometimes they're a little bit of a struggle for me, but yes.
So this concept of, especially as we kind of enter close to the beginning of the year, we are, you know, probably call it 45 days or so from the beginning of January. And a lot of people are going to come out and they're going to have what?
New Year's resolutions.
Yes, they are. So there's two things I would actually say to that conversation. Number one is you should actually start building a habit towards your New Year's resolution today as you listen to this, even if it's the smallest habit, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe it's just like you go for a walk one day a week, just build something to get some traction for it. That's not the point of this. Really what the conversation is the discipline equals freedom. When one of my favorite lines that I love to hold on to is from Eliud Kipchoge. I forget that the Kipchoge, I don't know exactly how to pronounce his last name. I've never actually heard him pronounce it, but anyways, he has broken the marathon record. Mm-hmm. I think 2 or 3 years in a row. I think he broke it the first time, but he didn't break 2 hours, and it was like 2 hours and 1 minute or something, and he had broken that marathon record, which, by the way, a 2-hour half marathon is a pretty good time. And then he came back and he did it like 1 hour and 59 minutes and some seconds, and he came back again and did it like 1 hour and 59 minutes, shaved like 30 seconds off it, which is like 30 seconds at that level was just unheard of. And I think it translates into a very fast mile.
I think it was like, it's either 5 something or like just under 5.
Yeah, can you imagine that for 26.2 miles? Like, it's just
crazy.
Incredible. Like, he has pacers that keep going that can run really fast in front of him. So he understands the pace he has to maintain to be able to do it. So it's really actually really interesting.
But the pacers switch out.
Pacers switch out because they can't keep the same thing. They run for either 3 or 4 miles or whatever it is, really fast runners too, but they keep that pace of what they have to do in order to be able to do it so he can keep it. There is a little bit of drafting going on there. So it's always kind of thrown in a little bit, but like, you know what, we're going to go ahead and give him his,
under
give him his
2 credit.
Hours, yes,
yeah.
Exactly. And he's the one to do. It's kind of like they actually equated to like the breaking the 4 minute mile,
right,
which was a really big thing, right? Which Roger Bannister did it, and 52 people after he broke the 4 minute mile.
And now other people have gone under two.
No, that hasn't happened yet.
Okay.
Not that I'm aware of. I just know that he continues to break that. There may have been, I'm not 100% confident on that answer. So somebody could have broken it as well too. And we'll include that in the show notes. But anyway, so he had this quote for when he broke it the first time, and he said, "Only the disciplined ones in life are free. If you are undisciplined, you are a slave to your moods and your passions." And essentially, this whole concept of discipline equals freedom throws people off. And I think one of the reasons why it throws people off is people, they get into being an entrepreneur, they get into wanting to quit their jobs, they get into wanting whatever they want to do is because they want this level of freedom, which they want to be able to do what they want to do, when they want to do it, when they can do it, how they want to do it, right? They just want this freedom to do it. And It's wonderful to have that, by the way. But there's two things I want to make a comment on for this and we can talk about today, which is number one is having that freedom is not actually what you're looking for. I'm not saying it's wrong and you can have it. And I enjoy having that. So I'm not going to say that I don't, but it's not the end all freedom that you're looking for, which is why we've done episodes before about absolute freedom, which is absolute freedom is to be able to actually walk around this world watching your ego, or I heard today somebody call it the Igor. Instead of ego, it's Igor, because it's just this monster that's just inside there. I thought it was kind of funny. And it may still get disturbed. It just doesn't pull you down to it. You kind of watch it go ballistic or yell and want something to happen. You just no longer are identified with it, right? So it's that absolute freedom is that you'd be able to kind of bask in the joy or the peace that, you know, there's a line that says it's the peace beyond all understanding. And what you realize is that peace beyond all understanding is that there is peace even though there is a disturbed ego. And I think that's the really key, that's the absolute freedom people are looking for.
If you achieve that absolute freedom, then do you still want freedom, or does it?
I think it goes away. I think you have it, what you're looking for. And then you may strive to enhance your life, right? You may strive to do different things outside, but they're just things that you end up doing. I think you'll end up being there and getting those things that you're looking for. But the ultimate freedom, the absolute freedom that people are looking for is that peace that passes all understanding, which is really, it passes all understanding because the ego or whatever you want to look at it, how you want to say it is, can cause disturbance inside that, you know, it narrates obviously the world and how things are happening and what you want to happen and what you don't want to happen and all these different things. It's doing that same dance. It's just, you're not even close to paying attention to it. Right. It's like if you have a flashlight shining on a horror movie and all of a sudden you turn the flashlight off, the horror movie still be there, but like, you're just not paying attention to it anymore. So it still kind of does this thing. And the other way of saying it is absolute freedom is being able to walk through this world without being nervous, scared, anxious, wanting it to be a certain way. I don't know how other words you can fill in there, but that's kind of absolute freedom. But let's bring it back to, because we always have to bring this back to the 200% life, which is 100% inner world, which is the inner absolute freedom. And then there's this physical world, which is the freedom that people want physically while they're doing this different things to, mm-hmm. and they're both great, right? So just there's the inner world freedom is probably a better way of saying it, which is the absolute freedom, which after, but there is this physical freedom that you can have too. And I don't mean just physical, like physicality. I mean, in the physical world freedom that you can have. And in order to have that level of freedom, you have to have discipline in there. And the other way I like to say it is like discipline. The more discipline you have, you get to indulge more in freedom. And so for instance, you can think about this is like, if you become disciplined, I always add a T on there.
Disciplined. When you become disciplined.
I know, but like, it's like you should, it's like you say it was very Vermont-y of me to say it. It's like that is very disciplined.
Vermonters may get mad at me for saying that. Yes,
but it's like maybe I'm the only Vermonter that does that, but still, it's like very, very, when you're very disciplined, right? When you are, it creates a level of freedom. But the thing that I think people have this misunderstanding about is that if you are considered or have like a very disciplined life, it's not about you walking around rigid. It's not like you walking around, like if it doesn't go exactly the way you are, you freak out. It's not like you shun out the rest of the world. It's not like that, right? It's not like you're just walking around tense, like this very disciplined person kind of holding this there. It just means that you understand your priorities. You understand what's important and you understand the sequence of the importance of how they need to be, right? In terms of the things that you have to do. And it starts with, so like, for instance, like in work, right? I know, or let's just start from my morning. It's like, I know for me, waking up in the morning and meditating early, right? Doing a level of exercise, journaling, and spending a few minutes with my family before that kicks off. It may look disciplined to somebody, but it really, the way I would like to explain that is just, it puts me in the best position and I feel the best. Physically, I feel the best in the physical world by doing those different things, and inwardly, by the way, too.
Well, and yeah, I was going to say, do you feel disciplined doing it? Because maybe in the beginning, but now it's just...
No, not at all. It's just habit.
It's a habit and it's just a routine that sets you up, like you said, for success for the rest of your day. So you can have that freedom.
Yes.
Later in the day.
That's exactly right. It doesn't feel like I've literally had this conversation with Michael Singer and I've had this conversation with billionaires. Right. And they all say the same thing.
And with me.
And with you. Right. And just and, you
know, a regular person too.
Well, we're all regular, right. Even just because they've achieved something, they're still regular, but you know what I mean? Like they've all, it's funny. Cause like you see somebody like Michael Singer and he's like, people think I live this very disciplined life and I don't. Like, I have a morning schedule, and like, I show up and we do this for this. And then by the time you have lunch in here and I write a little bit here or whatever it is, and I go back for the evening, and he's like, it's just the day. Because I was asking about his day when I was sitting with him. Yeah. And he's like, people think I have this very disciplined life, and I don't see it like that. In the same way, I think you're asking that same question is, and when you talk to billionaires, they say, yeah, maybe you consider it discipline, but like, I don't see it that way either. It's just it's the things that you're doing that are the most important that you can do to put yourself in the best situation.
Well, and even in those two examples, and then I'm reading Discipline, or just finished reading Discipline is Destiny by Ryan Holiday. And he, at the very end, was talking about his day and how his day flows. And, you know, he gets up and he immediately goes for a walk with his two kids so his wife can continue to sleep. And then they go out and they're out in nature because he lives on a ranch in Texas. And then he comes back home and they do whatever the family thing is. And then he goes to his office and then he writes for about 2 hours. But it almost felt like more natural. Even the way that you're talking about it just feels more, actually feels peaceful compared to, let's be honest, compared to my mornings, which are very undisciplined and chaotic sometimes.
Yeah.
And I don't enjoy them. Stressed out usually every morning. And I do it to myself because I haven't put better routine. I haven't been disciplined long enough to put a supportive routine into my life that will set me up for success for the rest of the day.
Well, I think
I'm like successful despite my crappy mornings. You know what I mean?
Well, and I think that's why people are searching for this freedom. You kind of went in the beginning, you asked the question, like, if people have these things, would they look for it? Like, there is an element of like, yes, you want the freedom to be able to do your day, but really, like, my schedule is designed for the most part by other people, like the things that are having and the priorities that I need to do. Except for, you know, especially during the work burst that I have. But it's like you actually create that in there to give you the freedom later on, or the freedom throughout your day, right? It's like, you know, like, because I know when I'm done by 8 o'clock or 8:30, I get to my office, I'm kind of done the most important parts of the things. Now I'm going to the most important parts of work, right? Mm-hmm. That I need to be able to do. And then by noon, hopefully all those things are done. And so then if your day gets, and this is the way I always like think about it, is like, then if your day gets lazy, or you become really undistracted or unfocused or whatever happens, if you have a very routine or a disciplined morning, if you will, for that word, then you only go like, what, 8 or 9 hours being undisciplined. The next morning, you're back to being in the routine that sets you up for the most success. So the disciplined life, right, is like, otherwise, like, we're going back to what Elud said, right, that only the disciplined ones in life are free. Mm-hmm. Meaning that, like, you're, because the other way to think about this is from the inner perspective, from the mind. If you are a slave to your moods and your passions, that's also the other way of saying that, AKA, that's the voice inside your head. Because when a mood changes, then it's like the example, it's like, you know, like I still exercise every day or sometimes twice a day. And there's not a day that goes up that I don't get up, or there's not a day that goes by that I don't get up. And all of a sudden the voice is like, oh, you shouldn't exercise today. Or like, you don't need to do it. You did it yesterday. You did enough yesterday, right? It's almost trying to derail you or negotiate with me before I even get out of bed about what I need to be doing. So the discipline actually comes over as like overcoming that voice inside your head internally as well. And you can also look at that as self-mastery, right? Or discipline, meaning that like, you're not a slave to listening to listening to the voice or interacting or acting on the feelings or emotions that you have. Because if you're acting on your half of your emotions, now I'm not saying you don't feel your emotions. I'm not saying you don't see them or experience them or you try to fight with them. I'm just saying you don't act on them. Because if you acted on your emotions or your moods and your passions or that voice all the time, like, you wouldn't, it doesn't actually know. You're no longer disciplined. You're just now a slave to that, the inner world of telling you how to live your life.
Is there a negative side to living that disciplined of a life?
I think
are you missing out on spontaneity and, you know, conversations in the hallway, or I don't know. I mean, what's the flip side to having that so much structure and discipline?
And again, I get all back to the way answers. I don't really see it as being disciplined, right? I just think that people are so undisciplined that that's how that's like the natural thing. And so when they see somebody that's just, they got clear on their priorities, right? And clear on their responsibilities, and they just, you allow that to dictate your actions for a period of time, right? And that's why for the spontaneity question, like, it's not like you're walking around rigid 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. right? It's like, there are plenty of times where you can just, hey, let's go here, or let's go apple picking, or let's go out to dinner, or let's go do these things. And then just on the whim, it's just because you've already become disciplined enough so you can actually create spontaneity in your life. Whereas if that's all that you're doing all the time, there is no structure, or there is no this, you're always kind of in this free fall trying to catch up and feel like you have no time because you're not actually putting priorities in first. So I think you actually can indulge more in spontaneity or into the flow of life, whatever you want to refer to it as, the more you are disciplined with the things that need to be done first.
Yeah. Just as you're talking, I'm realizing that I kind of already knew this. I just haven't done anything about it yet. But the thing that drives me the most is freedom. Like love freedom. I like to do in the external world, right?
Yes.
I like to do what I want, when I want, with who I want. I don't want to be told what to do. Like, I really just want to be completely free. And yet the paradox is, because I love that freedom so much, and we don't have kids and we can really do whatever we want, we sometimes are, one, paralyzed because we literally have so many options.
Yeah.
And two, we are not as disciplined as we could be because we're just like, we have so much freedom. It's like we can do whatever we want, and it's actually almost a negative thing.
Well, in kind of what you're also describing is people probably have either know or have communicated with individuals who have gotten to a point financially where they can do whatever they want to do. And it gets really boring. Like, right. Mm-hmm. Just because you're no longer creating, you're no longer kind of in that flow. And I'm not saying I don't know everyone's story. I'm just saying in general, there gets this place where if you're not contributing or creating or doing something with your mind, you're not actively using your mind to write or to, and you can do anything you want to do, right? Like, I think of like my mom, she helps out. She's doing a lot of different things. She doesn't have unlimited resources to do these things, but she has plenty of time. She's with hiking groups, and then she's volunteering, and then she's, helping watch our, different parts of our grandkids, and that whole thing keeps her busy. And then she reads and does the different things. And
but I would argue that I do that too.
Yes.
But it doesn't feel free.
Why?
That's a great question. I think because always in the back of my mind, I know I could be doing better, or like I even said, like sometimes it almost feels like there's too many choices and it's almost too chaotic because there's so much freedom that while we both my husband and I are very disciplined and growth oriented in our work, it's like our personal life, we're just like, we can just do whatever we want. So we don't know what to do sometimes. So it doesn't feel very free.
Yeah. So again,
we need discipline.
Yeah, well, it's like it doesn't feel free because what you are is you're a slave to how you feel.
Absolutely.
And that's why the whole concept of like you actually just become a slave to, and a lot of times you're like, I don't really feel like doing that run, or I don't really feel like doing this.
Or I
don't feel
like cooking it.
Yes,
I'll
do it tomorrow. Yes.
I have nothing to do tomorrow. Yes. So everything, sometimes things just get pushed.
That's why I think the way of kind of really saying it is that discipline actually allows you to indulge in the freedom.
Yeah, right.
And what people want is freedom. They go and they try to get freedom.
Yeah, enjoy.
Yeah, enjoy the freedom. Yeah. Like you go and you get, they want to be freedom, but in order to be freedom, you need to have some discipline in your life to actually enjoy the freedom on the physical side of different things.
Right, yeah.
Again, on the inner world, it's a whole other different level of kind of what we're talking about here, which is more, again, of that the absolute freedom that we described before, which is this inner state that you can maintain regardless of what's going on. But for this particular case in the outer world, right, this the physical world that we're in, the more discipline that you have in your life, the more that you can actually have that. And again, I've seen so many people that have done this at a high level. It's not, I don't even like the word discipline just because it's like, does that make sense?
Makes it feel
because
like,
because people, I think they hear that and they go, oh, I've got to just go like, I got to be this really crazy person that goes, no, it's like, Is anybody argue that, meditating is not good for you, right? Or exercise is not good for you, or eating healthy is not good for you, or spending time with your family, especially if you enjoy them, like it's not good. All those things are benefits to put you in. Cause I always then work backwards, right? So in life, right, we're leaders. And if we're playing a role as in a business while we're doing it, then part of being in business is making very clear decisions. And so then how do you work backwards so that you can put yourself in the best situation to make the clearest of decisions, which is to put yourself in the state that you're most clear, right? And so I always, then how do you build habits or become disciplined enough? Discipline allows you to build the habits long enough so that the habits are built to be the best version that you can show up with. And again, my purpose in life, right, is to raise the moment. Every moment that passes by me, it raises the moment up so the moment comes better off that it passed through me or by me, right? And if that's it, then you really want to put yourself in a situation where you can raise the moment. And if you're a slave to your moods and your passions, you're paying attention to it. You're not really raising the moment up. And so this discipline, I think there are two main things that I want people to really get away from. This is one, it's not walking around in this state of like rigidness. That's the only word that I get. I think people hear, they go, oh, I really wouldn't want his life or something along those lines, because they think it's like this like, oh, they have no freedom. And it's like, no, actually you have all the freedom. Mm-hmm. And we're not talking financially either. Like we can get to that point. We can talk about financial
freedom. I mean, clearly
freedom.
Like you have so much more freedom than I do. And even though you have businesses, three kids, somehow you have, even though people might think I have all the freedom in the world, it's not true.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think you just need to understand, and you can get, and what happens is when you start becoming more disciplined, you actually start saying no to a lot of other things, and you get laser focused on the things that actually matter. And then there's no longer about this paradoxical choice of all the different things that I have to be able to do. You just get very focused and go, well, I'm just going to do this, this, and this. Like I enjoy having a very simple life, right? There was probably a phase in my life where I was probably trying to really overcomplicate it. I want these things over there and all this stuff. And I kind of went through that phase rather quickly, which I was happy about. And then it's now come down to very simple things in my life actually bring more meaning to me than anything. Like yesterday, my daughter was home from school. And so like we had lunch together for like an hour, just her and I, just like, and I have my youngest, I don't really have that often with her. And I was like, yeah, like didn't matter where I am. I could be in a $50 million home or, you know, the $400,000 house that we are in, right? Like, it's like, it wouldn't have mattered because mm-hmm. that experience had nothing to do with the environment. It was just the fact that we were there together enjoying that moment. And so I think that's the simplistic nature of your life allows more freedom as well too. I think the some people get to this point where they try to build this massive life, but they do it for wrong reasons. Mm-hmm. And when you do, then there's this pressure to keep this big life. And then that creates this internal struggle, which is where people feel like they just need to be 100% on this outer world to maintain this outer shell instead of actually being able to do the deeper work in between there.
I just wanted to ask about the freedom part of your life. You kind of talked about a little bit more of the discipline part. But then, which you're very disciplined in the morning, throughout the day, because I know your schedule.
But isn't it also boring to a certain extent? It's like you just like after, if so, you know my feeling on vacations anyways. Like I they're fun, don't get me wrong, like you do them, but like people talk about them like they're the Holy Grail. Like I just like, I don't understand why people do all this stuff for 1 or 2 weeks out of the year. Like it's just, live that way all your life. That's just my point. Sure. So anyways, but like people think like vacation, oh, it's like I do all this for a vacation. Anyways, I didn't know where I was going with that point, but it's.
That you think my life is boring because I don't have.
It's not, I don't think it's boring. I don't think anybody's life is boring. I think you can sit in a cave and have a wonderful life if that's what it means for you.
But anyway, your life is disciplined. You've got, you know, all your things up until like, let's say 4-ish every day.
That's exactly right.
And then, so where does the freedom part cook? Cause all we've heard about is the discipline so far. Yeah. So where does the freedom part come in for you?
Well, I also, for me, it's also like this in the middle of the day, I have this hour freedom spot because I was disciplined long enough with my business that I can have this hour in the middle of the day where I can meditate again and just have this sense of nobody's calling on me, or I can respond to emails or text or whatever it is they're doing that. And then I get back into a burst. So the first freedom comes in that play there. And then again, when you're at 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, whatever that is, sometimes 3 o'clock, like you just now have this freedom. And it may mean that you end up working till 6. It may mean that you end up going for a walk, or you just meditate longer, or that you go and exercise, or you read, you know, listen to an audible. You just have choice at that moment, and you're no longer saying, okay, my calendar says this. It's kind of like that freedom comes in where there's nothing on your calendar. And so therefore you get to actually do things that are less disciplined. You have more spontaneity when they're like, you can just go play football with your kids, or you can go coach them or whatever it is. It just kind of leaks into your life that way. The problem with other things though, if you don't have that and people just are always looking for freedom, you end up always kind of on the other side of freedom because you're trying to get it. And then you're never disciplined long enough to create the freedom that you need. So you end up playing this catch-up game your entire life. It's like, okay, well, I just took a day and then like, but now I'm behind on my sales and I got to go all in here instead of just continually every day building these blocks of your habits. Mm-hmm. And you get this more uniformity of your life. But again, I'm just thinking like internally, like right now, like it's not even like, I don't see it as discipline. I just see it as like, I enjoy it. Like
right,
I really
just
enjoy
set your life up so that you actually just do what you like to do.
Yeah,
every
and it,
day.
Yes, and
that best supports your
exactly.
goals and the life that you want to live.
Yes, you know it's like if you, I mean, probably most people listening right now would agree though. Like if you have like a month off, right? Like I'm mm-hmm. just saying, like that's where I was going with the vacation thing. Take mm-hmm. the vacation. You kind of go through that whole phase. At some point, you're gonna wake up and you'd be like, dude, I just want to do something. And like, look, I'm not saying like if you have a job and you can't enhance your job, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying like, if you don't actually have anything to do, you start deteriorating. This is why you see this in people that are waiting till like 65 and all of a sudden they quit their jobs in a year. They went from being young and healthy at 65 to like a year later. And they're like, what happened in this? And they're like, well, I'm just not doing it. They're sitting at home watching the news, whatever it is.
It depends on how you go about taking your time
exactly.
off, because there are people who take sabbaticals and they might travel and
totally
or
you're engaged in
volunteer
the world. Yeah.
And you know or drive across the country like yeah. they you know
but even so even then though if you're doing that you're still trying to bring some discipline in there because you're like okay we need to drive a certain amount of things I need to be at the plane a certain time I need to make sure you're aligning so you're disciplined during those periods of time too.
I would just say that's planning. It's not really discipline.
Well then you're planning your morning too, right?
Maybe.
It's the same thing. That's what I'm saying. The word's an interesting one. I think the concept around this though, is that if you want more freedom, all I would say is forget about whether you believe or agree or disagree with anything we're saying, go take the next 30 days and just add a few layers of planning, disciplined routine, whatever that is, that is going to give you there. I think you'll have this bigger and deeper sense of freedom that starts to come in there. And I think it also because I think I think freedom is a feeling, not an action.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think if it's a feeling, then it has to come from within because there's no feeling outside.
Right.
So it's all inside. So if freedom is a feeling, then how do you, when you're going about your day, if you are taking control of your time in running the play that you want to play, that's even though it's the contributing to things that you're doing, work, kids, or any of those things, right? You are in a situation where you feel freedom.
Yes, I agree with that.
So I think it's actually like very interesting when you think about I'm trying to think about this at a deeper level. Like the freedom is actually the feeling. So it's almost irrelevant what somebody puts on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's people that make a lot less money that are financially free, and other people would say that that's poor.
Right,
and the
sure,
same thing
sure,
with
sure.
like what people do with their time. Somebody would say, I have all the freedom in the world. And somebody would say, no, you have no freedom.
Mm-hmm.
So freedom is an internal feeling.
Yes, I would definitely agree with that.
So then this whole, that's why when it goes like discipline, only disciplined ones in life are free. Like, I think it's like the more disciplined you are, the more you're in control of your inner state, which is not being caught up in the emotions or the mind, which then ultimately gives you this overriding sense of freedom, which is why a lot of people have troubled probably using words to describe it in there, because it's actually an internal feeling.
Yeah. I was just thinking that like when you have, whether your day is structured, scheduled, whatever you want to call it, you just know what to expect throughout your day. It's almost like, I mean, I don't have kids, but it's almost like your kids probably behave better when they kind of know what to expect throughout the day. I don't know if that's true or not, but I just know with my nieces
yeah,
and nephews,
routines,
like, they
I mean,
have a routine.
Yes,
yeah.
There's
and
creatures.
They
are,
know when lunch is going to
yes.
happen, and they know when it's time to get ready for bed. And then the rest of the time they're happy and doing their thing. But without those kind of,
like, would you consider like brushing your teeth being discipline?
No.
So that's, I guess that's my point. Like, it's just like, so it's like, but like people feel, after they brush
but
it,
but maybe
feel
when
better.
You are learning it.
Yeah. Like it's just
it
there.
Was.
That's why I think it's like, goes really back to what you're saying. It's almost irrelevant what you do externally with it. It's all about as long as you're doing something that generates the feeling of freedom externally. And then of course the internal feeling we've talked about before,
but I'm talking about,
because I just see there's some people that, you know, there's different, I don't think it changes. It's just a feeling that we've labeled freedom.
Yes.
Yeah, it's just really
I agree with that.
Just processing.
Yeah, which
that
is
right
why
now,
which I think that is such a great example of which is why somebody may say I have a lot of freedom, but yet currently I don't really feel that at all. And it's because I don't have very much discipline in my life.
Well,
right,
I think the actions that you take and you take control over your emotions and you're going back to the original quote, and we'll wrap up with this. But right, going back to if you're undisciplined, you are a slave to your moods and your passions. And I could say you're a slave to your moods, passions, and the voice inside your head, if you wanted to add that. Mm-hmm. So therefore, the sense of freedom comes from you not actually indulging in those things that bring a false sense of doing the right activities. So and actually, when you think about it from that angle, it's the freedom actually comes from not paying attention to the voice. I mean, again, it doesn't mean you suppress it or reject it. It just means that it goes through there. No, you don't becoming it. And you're experiencing the emotions, but you're not expressing them outwardly, right? Like it's not, you. If you need to, we can have a whole episode on that stuff, but does that make sense? Like you just,
well, I mean, it's not listening to that voice to distract you from various things, but it's also,
but I think that's what gives you the sense of freedom.
Yes. But I was going to say on the flip side, it's also being proactive and setting up, cause it's not, if I just didn't listen to the voice, I could just not listen to the voice, but I don't think
you could.
Well, no, I'm just saying like, sure, but I also need to be able to take some proactive steps too.
Totally,
I can't just say, oh, I'm not listening to the voice and do nothing.
Yeah, no, totally. Like, yeah. I think it's like, well, you could, maybe, I don't know. That's why I'm saying it's almost irrelevant what you do outside. If you don't listen to the voice and do nothing, maybe you are somebody in the Himalayas and you're sitting there meditating all day and that's your sense of freedom. I'm not saying it's mine or yours.
Okay.
I'm saying it's almost the feeling of freedom is what people are looking for. It's a feeling. So therefore it's an internal state. It's really
that's the absolute freedom.
It's the absolute freedom. Or even like this freedom we're talking about here is just, it's all freedom is a feeling, right? It's like somebody tell me freedom and they may say mechanical different things, but really what they're saying though is like, even if they said, well, my job requires me from 8 to 5 and now I can work from home, so I have freedom. That's still a feeling. It's still mm-hmm. like, cause there's plenty of people that work from 8 to 5 and say, well, I have all the freedom in the world. So it's just how you are interpreting.
Yeah, it's subjective.
Yeah, it's just really fascinating. Yeah. I haven't really thought about it from that angle before until we started doing this.
Yeah, I was going to say feeling too, but then yes, I think freedom is almost subjective too, because to your point, somebody completely different financial levels, some can feel differently and other people might think they're free and other people might not think they're free. Or people with kids are free, people with not kids, like it's completely subjective.
That's what I'm saying. So the whole outer world, but there are mechanical things that you can do again by putting good habits in place. There's nothing wrong with doing any of those things. But I think you could have no habits and still have a whole sense of freedom, and you could have all the habits and have a sense of freedom. I think what you do is if you have that sense of freedom, it actually allows you to backdoor into the action steps that you need to do because you're no longer tied or paying attention to something else that's pulling you away from that. It's like you actually more find your natural rhythm that way. It's actually really interesting, right? I think that's why there's this sense of freedom.
And then maybe setting your schedule.
Yeah, totally, yes. And then the natural rhythm will fall in place. Like, you know, a squirrel probably can say it's disciplined. It just wakes up and gathers nuts. And at some times it sleeps and longer days it eats more. Like a bear right now, this time of year, is eating 20 out of 24 hours a day. And, you know, in the middle of summer, it's not. So it's just like, it's, you can call it instinctual. It's just doing its natural rhythm. And we are too. And I think that sense of freedom. So the thing that you'd want to bring away from this is number one, I think I would ask the question of is what is preventing me from feeling freedom right now, right? That's number one. And then mechanically, there's probably some steps that you can take that we've outlined, right? Like taking control of like, okay, you say, I really want to exercise, or I really want to work on personal development, or I really want to read, or I really want to do a nonprofit, or I really want to volunteer, whatever it is that is for you. You start doing that, even though your mind may go, it's a lot of work, you're not gonna have time to do this. And you start doing those things and you start taking control of your life. And that ultimately does this virtuous circle, which starts to bring you into giving you more of that freedom with the sense of freedom, which is what you really are. Hey, thanks for hanging with Hallie and I today and for listening to the show. However, if you are interested in getting a short email from me in your inbox each Tuesday when a new episode drops, you can. These emails are super short. I just cover whatever I happen to be thinking about each week, whether that's an article or a quote I've shared, a book I've read, or a new product that I'm loving. Plus info on the latest episode of Business Meets Spirituality. If that sounds like something you want to check out, we'd love you to. Just go to adamhergenrother.com/email.